Time once again for us to sit down with Matt Stringer, the Chief Executive of RNIB, our weekly catch-up, lots of meaty topics to get through. Thank you for joining us again, Matt.
Hello, Alan. Good to speak to you.
Few topics to get through, Matt. We did begin, we talked last week a little bit about a social media takeover that RNIB and other charities were involved in, and it was a huge success.
We basically, with our fellow charities in the VI sector and in the Disability Charity Consortium, had a combined plan to for everybody to focus their social media on the same campaign. And we got about 40 plus charities, sort of big and small, including some of the smaller societies from the Visionary Group, all sort of piling in to this plan, which had us making the case about cost of living crisis, cost of energy in particular, using some of the same sort of materials whilst giving it the spin, you know, or the content from their own charity. Clearly, you know, we all have subtly different beneficiaries, but it was great. And we reached millions of people, literally, and it was a real success. I think because, you know, the reach and the people seeing it and the interest it generated was great. And secondly, you know, the fact that there were 40 charities coming together with all the weight that we could muster. And I do believe the sort of whole is greater than the sum of the parts in sort of examples like this, you know, where the message is amplified because of the volume of the charities involved. So we, as the RNIB, and with the charities that took part, are busy analysing the information. We have a meeting on it tomorrow, in fact, actually. And the plan is that, you know, we would build out of this using the evidence of the sort of reach and the interest we generated to carry on that really sort of firm engagement with energy suppliers, food retailers and governments to really keep banging the drum. Messages are mixed at the moment, aren't they? On the one hand, we see energy prices coming down a bit and a tank full of petrol is a bit cheaper than it used to be. You know, on the other hand, it's cold this week and we've had people being paid to sort of not turn electricity on because there's a shortage of energy. So we're not out of the woods yet as a nation, clearly, you know, a bit more of the winter to go. And this will run for some time because I don't think the Russians are being ejected from Ukraine anytime soon. So it's going to take some time for this to unwind. So, you know, we need to get the pressure up. And I'm really pleased with what happened last week, and we will build on that.
Indeed. We're going to stay with cost of living, Matt, because the advice, the support and so on that's there from RNIB and other charities as well, increases, improves every week. There's always something new to look at in terms of support, especially for our customers.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, you know, one of the things we've done in that group I mentioned where we took over social media is sharing information. We've all had our own things we've done and opportunities and schemes and grants and benefits that we've surfaced, and we've shared all that. So, you know, it's vital that blind and partially sighted people can get access to every last bit of help. And I'm delighted, you know, in a week where, as we've just been saying, it's been cold, we've got a grant of £145,000 from British Gas Energy Trust to sort of upskill and train into our sight loss advice service expertise in energy. So we will have 3 energy specialists within our existing sight loss advisors. And over time, you know, very imminently, they will sort of cascade that knowledge through the whole team. So we'll have that point expertise and we'll have the whole team really upskilling on energy knowledge. And so when people come to the helpline and come to the sight loss advice service, we can really give them, you know, the most expert, the most insightful knowledge and help on how they can help with their energy issues, whether that's just trying to find the cheapest tariff or whether they've got a particular challenge and they need some sympathy and empathy from providers. But, you know, I'm delighted that British Gas has seen the RNIB to be an absolutely relevant partner and has benefited us to the tune of £145,000 to train up this skill in our sight loss advice service.
Fantastic. More, as you say, Matt, special advice. You know, we've spoken about some of the things that have come in, you know, very recently as well. You know, there's been the work on the accessible in-home displays so that people with sight loss can check their energy, see where their money's going. We've talked about the free data packages for people to keep connected. There's funding in place to help people with eye appointments as well, you know, the costs of travel and train strikes and so on. So, you know, it is growing and all the information will be on the website.
Yeah, that's right. That's part of the work we did last week with the social media takeover with the other charities. We put the cost of living information front and centre on our website. It's very visible. And again, I would just encourage listeners to constantly be checking in with us because we do refresh the information, update the information as much as we can. And what we just talked about earlier about this expertise we're building in the team around energy with this grant from British Gas Energy Trust is again only another sign of the sort of fluid and fast moving nature of this work and the reality that information changes from sort of week to week.
Let's finish off with some more good news, Matt. This is coming from the Hounslow area.
Yeah, it is. We're very, very proud of our eye clinic liaison officers, our ECLOs. We have about 108 now up and down the country, and we cover about 75% of NHS trusts and a sort of, you know, National Health Service across the devolved nations, you know. So you could argue 25% to go, but we're very pleased with the 75%. And it's critical work, it's a critical component of work we're doing with the NHS on trying to sort of build a very consistent sort of eye health pathway in the UK so that people who have an eye health condition have a very consistent, similar, full experience through the NHS, irrespective of where they live and quite what condition they might generate and quite at what stage they present. But the ECLOs for us are critical in our ability to sort of work on that aspiration. And what we've been doing in West London, in Hounslow, is basically doing a deal with the local London Borough of Hounslow, local council, and working in partnership with the Middlesex Association of the Blind to provide two community ECLOs in essence. And those ECLOs will be a bit more sort of roving and mobile around the borough of Hounslow. So not necessarily only sited in a hospital, which is maybe a slightly more traditional model. And sort of makes my point about the eye health pathway being fluid and not everyone's experience or need is the same. And being able to seep through the community, able to engage people in a slightly more fluid way where they are at different maybe stages in their eye health journey, you know, probably gives us more reach and ability to touch more people than having, you know, what has been a very, very strong model of being sort of hospital based. So yeah, we're really pleased about this. And we hope Hounslow will give us some really good learnings about this new sort of concept and we'd be able to roll it out, you know, into other parts of the UK where it's relevant with, you know, very strong and very committed local partners as in Hounslow.
Indeed, some great news there. And if you would like more information on any of the topics we're discussing, or indeed would like to have a look at the cost of living's help and support, then do have a look at the website rnib.org.uk. Call the helpline on 0303 123 9999 or ask your Amazon Echo device to call RNIB's helpline. Out of time once again, Matt, lots to get through today. We'll catch up again though next week, but thank you for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
No, thank you, Alan. My pleasure, and nice to be able to talk about some positive developments and things really getting going in January to you this week. Good to speak to you.